Good afternoon. This is Jack, KI7RMU, and this is the Noon Net on the WW7PSR 2-meter repeater operated by the Puget Sound Repeater Group here in Seattle, Washington. It's Thursday, April 9th, 2026. This is a midday net to see who's out there listening and to see if any of you would like to let us know what's happening with you. If you'd like to give an IO or a report of up to 3 minutes, all I need is your name and call sign. Again, I'm Jack, KI7RMU. Come ahead now with your call sign and name, please.
Whiskey Alpha 7 Alpha Delta, Michael. Whiskey 7, sir.
Call 7. Check it out, please.
Got Michael, I've got Dan. Who was the third station? Kind of sounded like Lloyd AG7CX. Who was that?
Seattle, Jack, in and out.
Oh, it was Chuck in West Seattle. Hey, good to hear you, Chuck. All right, BLT, that's his suffix right there. Nice to hear you, Chuck. Hope you have a great afternoon. Thanks for dropping by with your I.O. All right, more stations, please.
N1KN10, Kilo Mike 0 Quebec. KM0Q, Darren with an I.O.
All right, Ken, I've got you. Darren, I've got your IO. Have a great afternoon. Thank you for dropping by. Let's hold there and go back to Michael, WA7AD.
Hey, good afternoon to you, Jack, and everybody listening on the net. I'm sure James is out there hovering somewhere. And I heard Tim on the Lake Washington net talking about typing tutor. Maybe I should do that. Whiskey Alpha 7 Alpha Delta, Michael, in downtown Kirkland or near downtown Kirkland. Not in downtown Kirkland, so... Anyway, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, like you said, that guy said on TV. I've been watching my radio. I'm using my 991 today, Jack. It says I'm running at an SWR 1.6. I guess that's not too bad. Not as good as J-Pole John's J-Pole. This is the Comet GP9, which has excellent gain, though, and I really like it. Let's see, what else? The paint store was supposed to call back, I thought, this morning about a paint match for my cabinet doors. So I'm going to call them right after this. Maybe it's not coming today. And maybe I'll paint some more light rings. So it's interesting, Jack. I'm going to drop for a second, sir. It's interesting that the light rings in the basement here are still white. So I don't know. We're trying to think maybe it's the temperature. But, you know, 66 to 68, and upstairs is 68 to 70. So, of course, in the kitchen, things get hotter, you know, because you can run in the stove and everything in the oven, and I'm making banana bread like crazy, and the oven's hot. So that could be it, Jack. I don't know. Anyway, that's what's going on around here. What a lovely day, though. Get out and enjoy it, everybody. This is what Seattle's all about when the sun comes out. But we want to tell everybody in the rest of the country it's gray and gloomy and wet and moldy and don't move here. So. So anyway, Jim had a great net this morning. I listened to part of it. So anyway, Jack, thanks for doing the net. Everybody have a wonderful day. And remember, it's a good day to have a good day. Whiskey Alpha 7 Alpha Delta.
All right. Good luck with the painting project. I didn't realize that you had added the cabinet doors to that list. Okay. Well, now you're talking about some major painting there. All right, a lot of prep work, a lot of draping, lots of work there. All right, well, hope that all turns out well, and yeah, you enjoy this beautiful, beautiful day here in the Northwest. Hey, let's go talk to Dan, W7OH.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. Indeed, it's a gorgeous day. Just remember the Seattle motto, we don't tan, we rust, and that'll help keep people away. A gorgeous day, down museums, the light breeze. And modest crowd, which is good. It's nice when we have guests here to talk to. If there's nobody, it's a little boring. We just mutter to ourselves, complain about things. But, no, great to have folks here. We don't have much else today. Lois is flying off to Hawaii tomorrow evening for a week or so. So I got to be by myself. I'll find something to do. I'm sure I got band tonight. So that's about it. I'm going to say 73. Thanks for that, Jack. W7OH.
Dan, is Lois flying to Hawaii for a conference, or is this one of her excursions to Hawaii for a meetup with the girlfriend?
I don't know. Her, she grew up there. Her sister's there. It's going in seeing family. It's routine. W7OH.
All right, family this time. That's great. All right, well, good luck to her. I hope she has a great time. And, yeah, you'll figure it out. You've got a couple of things to do around the house. All right, you take care. Great to hear you today, Dan. All right, we had an I.O. from Chuck in West Seattle. Chuck, KG7BLT. Great to hear you, my friend. And I want to hold here just for a moment. I think I might. Now, my brain says I heard K1MDR. I heard Mike in there, but I didn't write him down. Let's just go double-check, and then we'll talk to Ken right after that. Mike, did I hear you, K1MDR? All right, I did not. I know I heard Ken, though, N1KEN. Ken, good afternoon, sir.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. N1KEN out here in Newport. Yes, it is gorgeous out here today. And though it says it's 50 degrees, seems a lot warmer than that. But, hey, Michael, he doesn't have to lie to people. The west side is gray, gloomy, and moldy. Yes. And wet. That's why everything's green over there. Over here, we're kind of like more desert area, dry. Yes, but everything doesn't mold over here. Your patio furniture, when you take the covers off in the summer, they're still nice and clean. Over on the west side, you take your covers off, they're still moldy. Yes, a lot more cleaning. Anyway, I was hoping Michael was going to check in, or Mike was going to check in and tell us he got his new call sign. Yeah, that should be coming any day now. Anyway, I have some third-party traffic here, Jack. You know, you said if Pam likes your net, she should start checking in, so here you go.
Okay, hello, everybody. I don't do anything. I'm a wife. I'm retired, and all I do is answer to Ken's whims, if you can believe that. No, not happening. So today we're going out inside. We're going to work in the garden. They won't let us feed the deer, but I figured if I plant wildflowers, they have something to eat. So that's all I have to say.
All right. Well, there you go. Ken, wife Pam, and, well, you know all the critters' names. So 73s, everybody. Back to you, Jack.
All right, Ken. All right, Pam. Great to hear both of you. Enjoy the sweet, sweet smells of the garden. Oh, boy, I tell you, I was out in the garden just a few minutes ago looking at the strawberries, waiting for the garlic, waiting for the carrots to pop up. Oh, man, all kinds of things going. Raspberries looking real good. Kale doing good. Oh, man. Anyway, all right, you two have a great afternoon. Say hi to River. Say hi to Molly and the rest of the crew back there. We had Darren drop by, but now it's 8 minutes past the top of the hour, 12:08 here in Seattle. If you'd like to join us on the Noon Net, come ahead with your call sign and your name.
N7 VLX, Greg.
7 Foxtrot Kilo Bravo, 3 from Stewart Park with an IO.
All right, Greg, stand by, and Kenmore there. Tree, have a great day in the park. That is a great, great park. Lots of great trails and lots of great scenery. All right, you have a great afternoon, Tree. Thank you so much. Anybody else for the new net? Come ahead.
Kilo 5.7, Alpha Zulu Victor. Alex and Tacoma.
I've got Alec. Who is doubling with Alec, please?
KJ79J, Mike.
Stand by, Mike. More stations. Greg and 7VLX, good afternoon to you. How are things in Kenmore today? Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Jack. Thanks for running the net today. Weather here is fabulous. Healing and visibility unlimited. It's a great day. Great day to be out in the yard doing some yard work. And I happen to be in the garage doing some garage straightening up as well. So, yeah, it's a great day. Hope your garden's growing well and you've got stuff coming up. Got some stuff going on here. But the spring always brings a little bit of pollen allergies. But I'm working past that because it's just a great day outside. It's a great day to be outside. But, yeah, back to you, Jack. And hope your garden's doing well. It's N7VLX. Greg here.
All right. Have a Cavu day. Clear above, visibility unlimited. But, Greg, do you have the garage door open at least?
I do. I have the garage door open and sweeping that out and going through a bunch of stuff that I've had for like a million years and sorting out what can be donated and the rest I can get rid of. But yeah, just trying to lighten up. And so the Alex, Jack, and back to you.
All right, yes, indeed. Yeah, that's a never-ending project, isn't it? Oh, look, there's floor. What is that? Oh, no. Time to get some more stuff. No. Anyway, you have a great day there. Good to hear you, Greg. Thank you very much for dropping by. All right, Tree dropped by from the park down south. Great to hear from him. Thank you for the I.O. Let's go talk to Alec in Tacoma. 11 minutes past the top of the hour. Alec, KF7AZV, how are you?
Doing well, thank you, Jack. I was going to go outside and change the brake pads on my Volvo, and then I remembered we only have one jack in the back of Ken's car, so that's not happening. They're too low to the ground to use our bottle jack, so that's not happening. But I am watching a video here on removing the radiator, making sure there's nothing funny that I'm not aware of. And then I think I'll go out and start doing that. Get that out of there. I've got two shipments of car parts coming today, and the radiator and the, I think it was the starter, and something else will be here tomorrow. So that's going to be what's happening over the next few days. Get my car back to running, and also take care of things on Ken's car. Yeah, finish cleaning other things up around here and stuff like that, so no more putting it off. And it's beautiful out there, so I'll go outside, and I'm sure as I'm working on the car, my friendly crow will land on the fence. Yo, where's my peanuts? Yeah, have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy the weather. Open the windows. It's beautiful out. KF7AZV.
Is it possible, Alec, that you could hitchhike or Uber or Lyft over to Harbor Freight and get yourself a floor jack? Any idea?
Yeah, my neighbor would probably give me a ride over there, but I don't even know where the jack on this would go. They've got a really funny jack that comes with them. Funnier than you, Jack. It's like, it's not the typical diamond shape that expands or whatever. It's a half of a diamond, and it has this little and a bar it holds onto. It's really weird, and you bust your knuckles getting it started because it's down low to the ground. I could, but I'll just kind of wait. The radiator needs to be done more than the brakes does, so I'll switch to that. I just don't like draining coolant. It's gross. KF7AZV.
Yeah, but you're in it to win it, so get on it there, brother. Oh, boy. All right, well, good luck. Yeah, it'll all work out in the end. You'll be so much happier. It's like, oh, now we can go to the store. Now we can take something over here. Anyway. All right, good to hear you, Alec. Have a great afternoon. It's a great day to work on a car. Take your favorite book under a tree in the park and take a read there. Oh, man, go to a coffee shop to hang out with people. But you could also talk to Mike, and Mike, let's go talk to you, KJ7RJ.
Good afternoon, Jack and your group. This is KJ7RJ, Mike. Got a chance to check in today, Jack. How's that? Let's see, things are going along. Holly's progressing towards getting her kidney transplant. She's got a series of 9 different tests she's going to take between now and the end of next month. So we're going to be busy doing all that. I bought a new radio, a handheld, the Bofay DM32, DMR analog radio. Trying to figure out how to program it, though. Get everything set up so it can transmit, but it doesn't want to receive for some reason. Just another project to work on. I think I'm going to make this one only around because my wife wants her car washed today. I'll be out doing that here in just a little bit. That's about all that's going on here, Jack. I'll turn it back to you, KJ7RJ.
All right. Good luck with that DM32. Yeah, that's a sweet little radio. All right. Well, good to hear you. Hope everything goes well for Holly. I hope we get a nice nice donor in store for her. That's great. All right. Thanks for the update, Mike. You have a great afternoon. Say hi to the whole family for me, will you? All right. What time is it? Looks like 15 minutes past the top of the hour, 12:15. I'm Jack, KI7RMU, for the noon net here on the WW7PSR 2-meter machine up on Capitol Hill and transmitting worldwide on the Internet. All right. If you'd like to join us, come ahead. Call, sign, and name.
Scott and Kilowatt, Foxtrot 6, Bravo, Mike, KF6DM, Stormy, near Palm Springs.
All right, stand by there, Stormy. We'll get you in here. All right, who's next, please?
7 Yankee Delta.
Mike. Alpha Bravo 6, Mike Bravo.
7 Yankee.
All right, I've got Stormy, I've got Mark, I've got Jeff. Who's next? Hey, Stormy, how are you and Mo doing? Let's have your report, please. KF6BM.
A good afternoon. Almost caught myself saying morning. Well, Mo and I are just sitting here enjoying some of our fine desert weather. It's a Chamber of Commerce day today, once again. We're not blessed with much rain. We're supposed to get a few sprinkles maybe over the weekend. That's about it. And my three line thermometers say everything from 94 degrees down to 83 degrees. One thing about digital thermometers, they're very highly accurate, sort of sometimes. Anyway, we're definitely enjoying some nice weather and getting ready for a little RV trip next month. So, planning and getting parts and pieces and food ready for that sort of thing. Heading up to a RV park with a group of elk co-RVers. We spend a week lying to each other about our skills, abilities, and wealth, which doesn't take... Anyway, not much else here. Mo says hello. It's BSC by proxy.
That would be me, but I am here.
I was fortunate enough to arm wrestle the mic away from her. That doesn't happen too often. Anyway, we've got to wish everybody a very good coming weekend and blue skies and fair weather. KF 6 p.m.
All right, Stormy, great to hear you. Hi, Mo, great to hear you as well. But I got to ask you, with your three lying thermometers, do they lie more than all of you sitting around the fire at night at the RV park? All right, not sure what happened to Stormy there. Well, all right, we'll talk to him and Mo later. Let's go talk to Mark, N7YD. Good afternoon.
All right, well, this is Mark, November 7, Yankee Delta. Just had a good 11 a.m. net over on Lake Washington Ham Club on our temporary home in 9DW. And had some interesting topics and interesting discussions around video games. So I was just hoping Jack would have checked in. So Jack, maybe when you come back after this, you can let us know what video games you played or still play. And as far as digital thermometers, I think the word you were looking for was precise. Digital thermometers are precise. They are not always accurate. It's not the same thing. Just think about that. All right, this is Mark, November 7, Yankee Delta, enjoying a beautiful sunny day, but I'm inside. But you know, you never know. This is N7YD. Back to you, Jack.
All right, Mark. Hey, great to hear you. Zaxxon was my game of choice at the arcade. Spent a lot of quarters on that game, mastering it. I was really, really good at it. That's the only game I ever got good at because every other game was so darn frustrating. And one of the most frustrating, I'm sure everybody's just going to die with laughter at this one, Pac-Man. I hated that game. Anyway, good to hear you, Mark. Hey, Mark, so Artemis 2 comes back to Earth tomorrow. Coverage starts around 3:30, splashdown about 90 minutes later off the coast of San Diego. To me, that is the thing to watch for tomorrow. Are you going to have it tuned in? Back to you, Mark.
Absolutely. That will be on, no problem. That's, there's never a question about that. It's... I will have to maybe take a short recess and mute it, but because I do have a net around 3, but, you know, it will be on the TV, that's for sure. Thank you very much, Jack, and this is an exciting time to be alive. this is November 7, Yankee Delta.
Yes, it is. Now, hold on a second there, Chuck. Oh, wait, your name is Mark. That's right. Chuck was in there earlier. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, Mark, so are you running, I think that's, is that the Northwest Traffic Net? Is that what you're running tomorrow?
Well, I don't know if I'm running it tomorrow, but I'm running it this afternoon at 3. And, yeah, it's sort of the Northwest Traffic Net. It's the Region 7 Traffic Net, which covers British Columbia, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana. We also cover Alberta, but we don't have any stations from Alberta. But anyway, that's the Region 7 Traffic Net, and we're affiliated with the ARRL National Traffic System and also with Radio Relay International. So the two, quote, competing sources, which they're now getting back together. But, yeah, that's the Traffic Net. This is November 7, Yankee Delta.
All right. Yeah, I know you had mentioned that previously. That's why I was wondering if it was the Traffic Net. Okay, very good. Region 7. Wake up, Alberta. Jeez, don't let Mark down. Anyway, all right. And the Artemis 2 splashes down tomorrow, Friday, April 10, 3:30 p.m. Coverage starts here on the Pacific Coast. And let's see, 5:07 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time off the coast of San Diego is tentative splashdown time. So we're really looking forward to it. Can't wait to have them back home safely. AB6MB, Jeff, good afternoon. All right, I don't think Jeff is there then, AB6MB. Well, we'll try him a little bit later. See.
Thank you. Jeff is there then,
wait, there he is.
MB.
Hold
well,
on a second, Jeff. Okay, I am. Go
wait,
ahead.
Wait, there he is. Hold on a second, Jeff. Okay, I am. Go ahead, please.
Okay, Jack, got a phone call on my a spam call, and I knocked off my Echolink that I used to, not Echolink, TV switch I used to get in now after this interference. Anyway, here in the Bay Area, 68 degrees out and sunny, and peanuts and nuts have been put out for the squirrels, and they haven't shown up yet, so I'm sure they will shortly. There might be something going on where they like to come in at and kind of block. So let's see what happens. I'm sure they'll be here. Anyway, looking at the day here, I'm going to watch, well, there's not much baseball today, so the Mariners and Dodgers are not playing. And so that's boo-hoo there. Anyway, let me turn it back to you. Take it away, AB6MB.
Well, have a great afternoon, regardless of whether there's much baseball on or not. It's a fine, fine day. Yes, indeed. 68 and sunny, man. That's just perfect. All right, Jeff, thank you very much for coming by. 12:25 p.m. I'm Jack, KI7RMU. If you'd like to join us, come ahead. Call, sign, and name, please.
KI7USM.
All right, Sean, I've got you on the list. More stations.
KJ5, Golf Whiskey November, Will.
Howdy, Will. I have you on the list, sir. Stand by. Anybody else?
What?
Sean, how is your Thursday afternoon shaping up over there? How are you? KJ7EXM.
Well, let's see. I'm awake. I'm shaking as much as I can shake anyway. And I am having my lunch, which is that liquid of choice. At least it's chocolate for now. of the slime fast. Why? Well, it's to keep me on a diet so I don't overeat. And maybe I will actually lose some in a few weeks so that I can bounce around a little more. Why am I making this effort? Because it's time for me to get rid of all that winter mayhem that we all had in the way of holiday food. So, yeah, I've got to lose a couple pounds so that I can get that surgery done on that right knee. Now I have to make an effort of it. So I've chosen to crack down. So, all the encouragement would help to keep me on that diet. So if you catch me looking at interesting-looking sweet food, just remind me that I need to stay on the diet. So why am I being mysterious with my voice? Because I woke up this morning and realized, I couldn't breathe. And the reason I couldn't breathe is because my nose was all stuffed up. And it's still a little stuffed up. But otherwise, you know, I'm here. I'm going to survive. I'm going to do this thing. And breathing is so much fun when my nose is clear. But, you know, it's happy now because my nose, well, it's attached to me, so it ought to be happy. But otherwise, you know, all the encouragement on this diet would be grateful. Otherwise, I'm having a good day. It looks like it's nice out, so I'll probably bounce in it in a bit without the chair. It likes rugs too much. But otherwise, I'm doing good. KJ7, EXM.
All right, Johnny, you be careful today. Yeah, I got to get that chair fixed. All right, well, I hope that is scheduled and they get back to you soon. All right. Yeah, no rug-eating chairs, please. Hey, let's go talk to Will, Oklahoma City, KJ5GWN. Will, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jack, KJ5, Gulf, Michigan, November. Not doing too much here. It's close to 80 degrees here today. It's a little bit warm, but I'll take it. I'm in under the air conditioner where it's nice and cool. And I've got groceries in the house, so yes, I can eat supper. That'll be good. And not really doing a whole lot else other than that. So anyway, Jack, back over to you. This is KJ5, Gulf, Michigan, November.
All right, Will, 80 and in the AC. That is a nice afternoon right there. Hopefully you got some iced tea or something. And, hey, nice to see you today. Thank you for dropping by. 1229, I'm Jack, KI7RMU, looking for RF Internet, local or internationally connected operators. If that's you, come ahead, call, sign, and name if you'd like to join us.
Whiskey Zero, X-Ray Oscar, Jonathan.
Jonathan, you're on the list. Who's next?
This is Donald Juliet Echo Bravo on Camino Island with Indiana House. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hey, good afternoon, John. Thank you for your IO. Great to hear you today. More stations.
November Kilo 7 Delta. Art.
All right, Art, I've got you on the list. More stations, please.
Kilo Delta 2, Papa Echo Kilo, KB2PEK, Mike in Northern New York, in and out, 73 to everyone. God bless.
KB2PEK with an IO, thank you for dropping by today from New York. Good to hear you. You have a good evening. Let's go back and talk to Jonathan, W0XO.
This is Jonathan, W0XO, Whiskey 0 X-Ray Oscar. And it is a beautiful day here in Everett, Washington. It is unbelievable. I feel almost like I don't deserve this. The sun's out, and I'm doing my day. I got all cleaned up because I have to go to the dentist and get...
Jonathan, come back. W0XO, you were just saying you were going to go to the dentist, and then you dropped. W0XO, Jonathan, are you there? All right, might be some kind of difficulty with the station there. All right, well, we'll leave him open there. Hopefully get him to come back and give the rest of his report. John dropped by from Camino Island. Let's go talk to Art. Art, how are you doing this afternoon, sir?
Good afternoon, Jack. This is Mark, not Art, NK7D. And this is the first occasion I've had to fire up this 5R mini radio. And so if you could give me a signal report, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, you're coming in on our Cougar receiver, full strength, 255. And, I think it was about 40, 50 out of 255 on the Capital Park receiver. Yeah, you sound good. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, thank you kindly. I had my doubts about this little 100-millimeter antenna that's stuck on this radio. anyway, programming this thing was sort of a pain. And just because I have these great big fat fingers and there's these little tiny buttons and you have all these memories to do, but I finally got some cables, or a programming cable, and that was interesting too because the one that cost $21, which costs more than the radio, says it works immediately and doesn't require a driver. It's plug and play, whereas the one that works for Windows costs $7. And so I had to get that one, and now I'm working on it with my old Windows 10 computer that's got a cracked screen and was left in the closet. Back to you, Jack, NK7D.
NK7D, all right, the trials and tribulations of programming the smallest of radios. Oh, boy. All right, well, hopefully you'll get there. And, yeah, not too bad on the audio, really. I mean, like I say, you were full reception strength on the Cougar receiver, on our sixth receiver voting system, Mark. So, yeah, not too bad. All right, well, you enjoy the afternoon, and I tell you, that UV5R Mini is just, I mean, you can slip it in anywhere. The glove box, you know, the small little pack, the fanny pack. I mean, the glove, you know, just anywhere. That's no big deal at all. And, hey, if you lose it, you only sit back $24, maybe a little bit more with tax. Anyway. Good to hear you, Mark. Thank you for dropping by, NK7D. All right, and we had KB2PEK drop by with an IO. Thank you so much. Let's see who else is out there for the noon net. If that's you, come ahead. Call, sign, and name.
KC1DQS.
All right, I've got Paul in there. I think somebody double with Paul briefly.
W7,
J. Whiskey 0, X-ray Oscar. Jonathan, recheck.
All right, John, I've got you. Let's go to Jonathan. So, Paul, KC1BQS, W7JSM, John, if you two could hold, I want to pick up the rest of Jonathan's report. I don't know if he had a technical issue, battery went out, I'm not sure, but Jonathan, W0XL, go ahead and finish your report.
Thank you very much, Jack. This is Jonathan, W0XO, back in Everett. And no, nothing catastrophic happened to me. I was not drawn up into an alien vessel and interrogated, which might have been a lot of fun actually, but no, my batteries ran out on my Go Box. Silly me. I keep it plugged in, but then I also unplug it from time to time because it doesn't charge and transmit at the same time. It's my own design problem. I'm going to have to consult my friend David. He is the expert on batteries, and put one of those $50 beautiful lithium iron phosphate batteries in there that you recommended to me, Jack. Anyway, things are going good here in Everett. Thanks for letting me close out my check-in. That's all I wanted to say is that everything's good here, and going to Port Hadlow. Is that the right word? Yeah, tomorrow to pick up an industrial sewing machine. It's kind of a big deal for me. I think it'll be kind of fun, and yeah, that's what I'm doing. So W0XO Jonathan in Everett. Back to it net.
All right, Jonathan. Hey, thank you for coming back. Yeah, I figured it might be a battery or something simple. Hey, I bet it's Port Hadlock. Port Hadlock. My guess is the industrial sewing machine you're picking up. I'm kind of curious if you have got the brand by chance and how much it cost, and does it come from a sales shop by chance? Back to you.
Those are all really good questions. It's reasonably priced. I'd tell you it's reasonably priced. Let's put it that way. It's a price of where I can flip it if I don't like it or if I decide that it doesn't work that well or that it's not what I need. But it's not a sales shop, and it is Port Hadlock. You're right. And let's see. I forgot what you asked me. You asked me how much it costs, and I'll work on a price, and I'll tell you how much it costs after we make the deal. But I'm just really excited about it. And the brand is Yakumo. But they're clone brands of a singer that was cloned in the 70s, I believe, by a Japanese company, and they came out under a whole bunch of different names. And it's a pretty well-known and solid one. It's a what they call the walking foot. Back to you, Jack. W0XO in Everett.
All right, I figured it might be based on one of the Japanese varieties. All right, well, man, those things are so great. You can make backpacks and bags for hauling gear, heavy-duty Cordura, all kinds of things, leather probably even. I tell you, those industrial machines, man, if you can get it at a reasonable price, you are in like Flint. I hope you actually get a chance to use it, set it up, and, yeah, see if it's going to be around long term. Anyway, all right, Jonathan, great to hear you. Thank you for coming by, and thank you for coming back. All right, let's go talk to Paul in Enfield, Maine, KC1VQS.
Good afternoon, Jack, and everyone on the net. We've got some great weather here. It's in the 50s and sunny today. We're supposed to hit almost 60 tomorrow. That's going to be really nice. But then we're going to have rain, which we need, so I can't complain. But it's just I'm sitting outside with the dog, and she's just wandering around here on the deck and on and off and exploring things. And it's just a nice day to be out, you know, in the 50s. Yeah, in the fall, I'd say this is a little chilly, and I wish I was out here, but this time of year, it's been such a cold winter that this seems pretty good. So it's all kind of relative, I guess. And tomorrow, I have accepted a substitute job for the teacher who replaced me when I retired. I thought that was kind of a neat thing to go back and see my former students and colleagues another time. It's kind of perfect. So what's up tomorrow, and wouldn't you know, that's going to be the warm day. Well, that's the way it goes. Anyway, thanks for taking my check-in, Jack. Hope everything is doing well on your end of the country, and we will talk again soon. This is KC1.
All right, Paul. 60 and rain. Yeah, that's you could describe the weekend coming up here in Seattle just about that way. So, yeah, we don't mind a little bit of rain, just as long as we balance it out sometime with a little bit of sun. Anyway, great to hear you, Paul. And, yep, I think some of your former students, hopefully they'll be around tomorrow when you go in and sub, and hopefully your teacher friends won't give you such a hard time. Hey, old-timer, you have fun. I know you enjoy it. All right, hey, let's go talk to John, W7JSM, up there in Woodinville.
Well, hello, Jack and everybody. This is John, W7JSM. Yeah, I'm back to the eye doctor. I'm wanting to get a new prescription, and they did the eye test and everything, and I need new glasses. And hopefully, I've been having trouble reading some of the sheet music, so the eye exam and the eye test showed that. So I'm going to be getting new glasses here pretty soon. But in the process, they dilated my eyes about 11 to 15. So I'm hoping by 2 o'clock I can see better. But I got some of those little things you stick under your eyeglasses to keep everything tempered. But yeah, not too bad. It's just when you get out that bright light, very blind. Anyway, other than that, I got a guitar lesson this afternoon, so I'm hoping that goes well. And other than that, just enjoy the sunset. Love you, son.
John, did you get a ride to the iPlace, or did you drive?
I drove because I didn't realize I was going to get dilated, but they gave me those little black little rolled up things you put under your glasses to make them like sunglasses, I guess. So it was okay. I could see fine with them as long as I had them in. I took them out. I was blind. And that sunshine was bright up there. W7JSM.
Yeah, the one time you wished for a cloudy day. Oh, boy. All right. Yeah, it'll clear up pretty quick there. All right. Well, hope you enjoy the new prescription. Hope you can read the sheet music. And I hope you have a great lesson this afternoon. Thanks for dropping by there, John. And enjoy the sunshine with success, okay? Anyway, hey, let's go see who else is out there for the noon net, 12:43 p.m. I'm Jack, KI7RMU. Come ahead now. Call, sign, and name.
Victor Oscar 1, X-Ray Hotel Mobile. John in Newfoundland.
All right, Don, I've got you. Stand by. Who's next?
Kilo Bravo 8, Bravo Mike Yankee, KB8BMY, Bicycle Mobile.
All right, yeah, I know you put the scooter away today. Let's hold that. Let's go back to John. We'll pick him up, then we'll go to Bicycle Mobile Mike down there in Lacey. So, John, VO1XH, good afternoon.
Yes, very good afternoon, Jack, and to all the all our fellow hams on the net and our brethren. Got a bad afternoon here in St. John's. We got 15 minutes after 5, and we got about 4 degrees, and looks like we're getting some better weather now for the weekend coming up, and be a little bit warmer. So that's always nice. And still a bit of snow left around, and I'm just coming down for here now, looking over toward the Southside Hills where I live here, and some of the roads in that there where they go up to access to radio towers, and that you can still see the snow on the trees and that, you know. So there you are. And that's about all that's fit to report here from St. John's this afternoon. Good to hear you all in there again, and I said, you know, I like getting in this fun today and getting the car and have a ride to somebody, and it's always good. All the best, Jack, 7-3, and good evening, and take care, God bless you all. Victor Oscar, 1, the hotel clear on VO1XMT repeater.
All right, John, you have a good evening. Thank you very much for dropping by, as always, from St. John's, Newfoundland. Well, hey, let's bring it back to the Pacific Northwest. He's not on his scooter today. He said, nope, I don't get enough exercise on that, so he's out on the e-bike today. Probably ripping up the trail there by himself. Mike, good afternoon to you. KV8, BMY.
Okay, real good, Jack. Well, it's a paved trail, so I don't think we'll be ripping it up too much. Unlike a dirt trail. And there's a spot way at one end of the trail where it kind of floods a little bit. You can get through it on a bicycle, but I wouldn't take it with the scooter because the wheels are too small, so I could go that way if I want to. But I've got woods on either side, and this is a protected wild wetlands, and it doesn't look really wet, but anyway, it's protected, and there's actually deer run through here too. I saw yesterday I was out here, I saw one. And I came along the trail, and the thing was crossing the trail, and that's the first time I've seen them do that. Usually they stay off in the brush, so they're kind of moving around. And I didn't see them at this end of the trail before, like last year, so they're kind of moving around. But, yeah, it's kind of neat. Sometimes they'll have staring contests at the end. They'll just, like, look at you, and they won't move. And I had a staring contest with one that probably lasted almost 5 solid minutes. And I was wondering if he was just going to stay there like forever or what. But anyway, we're having a good time. It's 60 degrees here. It was 58 when we left the house, but that's in the shade. Getting the sun, it's really warm and comfortable. And I am on the e-bike, but I'm trying not to use the e part of it. I'm trying to use the pedal. The pedal part to get a good workout here. And, God, let's see what else we're going to mention. That's about it. So I hope everyone's having a good afternoon. Get out and enjoy the sunshine. It's really nice out here. And the humidity is low and everything. At least it feels low. Anyway, Jack, pass it back to you. 7-3 from, well, deep in the woods in Lacey, KV8BMY. Back to you, Jack.
All right, Mike. Have a great afternoon. Well, you know what I like to do on my e-bike is I like to use the motor to get up to top speed, okay? And then I let off the throttle, and then I just paddle. I pedal like a madman. I don't quite get up to Mach 32 like the Orion spacecraft tomorrow when it hits the Earth's upper atmosphere at 25,000 miles an hour, but I get close. Do you like doing that as well?
Yeah, I guess everybody has a different way they do it. I've done it that way where what I'll do is I'll get the speed up. I've already got, say, in fourth gear on the pedals, and I'll use the throttle to kind of get me up to speed, and then I'll just use a pedal, and that seems to work out pretty good. The other way, of course, is the pedal assist. Like a lot of times on some of the trails, if I'm going up a hill and I don't really want to pedal up it, I'll have like first on the assist, because this has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It has 5 speeds on the assist, 7 speeds on the normal pedal speeds. And so I'll have it like in the first one, and I'll have it on the lowest gear. just if I'm going like through a trail, I'm kind of looking around to see if there's any deer or rabbits or whatever's running around. I'll have that as a pedal assist, unless I'm trying to get a workout. Then I won't. I'll try not to use it at all. And through this trail, I've actually done that where I don't use it. I just use it for a really good workout. And it's kind of the same thing with exercise bike at home in the loft. What really helps with that is I was able to stay in shape. Probably you always want to be in better shape, but it makes it a lot easier in the spring when you get on a bike. In fact, my neighbor told me, he said they're really athletic. They're like in their 30s. And let me do this real quick. I think I'm in the 5G. Yep, I'm in the 5G part of the woods here. They do a lot of biking in the summer. I mean, they'll go a 20-mile bike ride. But like all winter, they don't do any of it. And he says in the spring, it really hits them. And I said, yeah, you should probably get an indoor bike. It'll help. And he's thinking about getting one. And I said, just watch a movie or something, you know, where you watch a movie instead of sitting on the couch. And it does make a big difference because I didn't realize for them, I mean, these guys really hit it hard. And I didn't realize spring would hit them that hard. But when he told me that, I was kind of surprised. So that makes a big difference. And but yeah, so I do that when I want to. Or if I want to get home real quick, I'll just do it like I do the scooter. I'll just kick on the throttle and off I go. You know, this thing will go up to about 18, 20 miles an hour. I think I've got it up to 25 before. And I had a helmet on this when I go that fast in case something happens. And I've got a PPE. I've got a hoodie that's a PPE. And this is like one of the ones I wear at work, and it comes in handy too. So if they hit me, it's because they're blind. Anyway, back to you, Jack, KBABY.
All right, Mike. Hey, you have a fantastic afternoon. Yeah, it's nothing quite like riding an e-bike, especially when you want to go uphill and you've got the assist there. It certainly does help, and I don't mind. I don't mind climbing the hills in just regular gears. Not a problem, but sure, sometimes it's pretty nice to have that e-assist, I tell you. Anyway, you have a great one there, Mike. Great to hear you. We'll talk to you soon. All right, anybody else for the Noon Net? 12:51 p.m. here on the WW7 PSR machine up on Capitol Hill. Come ahead now if you'd like to join us. Call sign and name.
Whiskey, Quebec 7 Hotel. This is James.
James is on the list. Who's next?
K9MLR Megan.
All right, I think I got an I.O. from Arthur. I've got Megan on the list, K9MLR. Okay, stand by. Arthur, I believe you said I.O., is that correct?
QSL.
All right, have a great afternoon, and thank you so much for dropping by there, Arthur. K9MLR, Megan's on the list. Who's next?
K9BZ,
all right, Brooks, I've got you. Who is the doubling station?
Perhaps me, November 6, Charlie, India, Echo, IO.
Yeah, it was you. All right. Hey, great to hear you. It's been a while, my friend. N6CIE, thank you so much. With an IO. Let's hold there. Go back and talk to James. Got some e-siders coming up here. WQ7H.
Whiskey, Quebec, 7 Hotel. This is James. Oh, Hazel getting sick. You okay, Hazel? I'm going to duck out here, Hazel, because Hazel's not doing well. So, 7301, have a great day, WQ7H.
Okay, you go take care, Hazel. Yeah, sounds like she might need the Heimlich maneuver. I wonder if that's actually recommended for dogs that are choking on something. Interesting. Well, anyway, yeah, go take care of Hazel, please. Thank you, James. You drop by later if you can. All right. Arthur with the IO, thank you very much. K9MLR. Megan, great to hear you today. Are you having a great time with Brooks's mom, and is she helping out? K9MLR.
Good afternoon to you, Jack, and everyone else there on the net. K9MLR, Megan, I'm mobile here in downtown Newcastle. I ventured out here, Jack. I met someone to sell the puzzle collection I had because I've put them together once in the I don't know how many years I've owned them. So Those are mostly gone. There's a few that somebody wanted to meet up for this weekend, so those are off to the side, but the big collection is gone, Jack. And then I had some stuff to donate to Value Village out here. It was pretty funny, Jack. They knew what dirtfish was, and I had to laugh. That's the rally school out in Snoqualmie. It was kind of funny. And then while I was out here, we stopped at the clinic and saw my mom and her coworkers so that they could see little Miss Elizabeth. So now I'm mobiling back towards home. But yes, Brooks's mom has been a great help. She's back to work today, so we ventured out in this beautiful sunshine. I know Brooks is out running around too, so it's good to get out and enjoy the beautiful weather because it looks like the rain is coming back. Boo. But hopefully there'll be a few more days of sunshine in our future. Thanks for doing the net, Jack. 73 there. 3 to everyone. T9 at Miller.
All right. Sounds like a busy, busy day. That's great. Get out, get some sunshine. Yeah, take Elizabeth out, show her to everybody. Oh, that's great. All right, well, have a good time there, Megan. Hey, thank you for dropping by. Hey, let's go talk to Brooks now, K9BDC. Brooks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jack, and everyone out there on the net and radio waves to Megan and Elizabeth. K9BDC, Brooks here, mobile, but way out in Woodinville, out kind of by Malfi. Headed out here to another customer visit. Absolutely beautiful, blue sky, sunny day. That always puts me in a cheery mood. Let's see what's going on today. Just out about running around today, Jack. Counting down to the weekend. It's my first full week back, I guess. What is this car doing? Oh my goodness, people are driving like they don't know what to do. It's my first full week back, the week feels especially long, because last week I had to work only 2.5 days, but that's okay, because everyone's excited to hear about the little baby, and I've been sharing some photos, and so that's been fun. But anyway, yeah, it's been great having Mom in town for sure. She's been a big help. And like Megan mentioned, she is working remotely here, so she had to do some work stuff today. So Megan got her desk all cleaned up so that Mom could work there, which worked out really well. So anyway, that's all I really got going on now. I am about to my destination, so I'm going to sign off and say radio waves. 73 everyone, K9, BDC.
All right, real quick there, Brooks, are you still doing Olympus Rally? Are you and Megan, maybe Elizabeth too, scheduled to go down and participate that the weekend of April 17, 18, 19? Or are you going to skip that because of baby and family and everybody?
Great question, Jack. So we are not going to be volunteering, but I think what we are going to do is go down on Friday, the 17th, so I took that day off work. I think we are going to go down to the Park Exposé, which is kind of the, before the races, all the race teams go kind of park so the spectators can come check out the cars and meet the drivers and all that kind of stuff. So when we volunteer, we always miss that because by the time that's going on, we are out on the stage getting set up. So we're going to take this opportunity to go see some of that. That's actually happening in Olympia, so it won't be as far of a drive as trying to go down there and meet up with some of those folks. But we also have some family in town, so yeah, that's also part of it. Thanks, Jack. K9BDC.
Ah, that's great. The Park Exposé. Yeah, I've seen a lot of photos from that event prior to the actual rally racing. And those cars are something else. Get to meet some of the drivers, get to meet some of the support teams, get to hang out, and looks like a lot of fun. All right, well, that's awesome, and I'm sure oh, where's the baby? Where's the baby? Right over here. Oh, that's cool. All right, have a great afternoon, Brooks. Great to hear you. I'm sorry it's been a little bit of drudgery first week back, but that's usually what it's like till you get back into the swing of things. Anyway, all right, congratulations, by the way, on baby Elizabeth, you and Megan. All right, N6CA, that's DKE, drop by. Thank you there, sir. Good to hear you there, David. Let's see who else is out there. for the Noon Net. If that's you, come ahead, call, sign, and name. 12:59 p.m., by the way. I'm Jack, KI7RMU. Call, sign, and name.
Kilo Foxtrot 7, Alpha Zulu Victor, comment.
Nope. All right, I've got Alec with the comment. It was a station I unkeyed, and there was a station right at the end ending their transmission. Who was that?
Whiskey Sierra 7, Yankee, Zach with an IO.
I was Zach, WS7Y. Thank you so much, Zach. Great to hear you. Thank you very much for your IO. More stations.
We have 7 Sierra Papa Alpha.